Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Have an encounter with your word. Give us a testimony this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, clap those hands. Before you sit, I want you to check your neighbor out standing beside you. Say, neighbor, I just saw an anointing on your life. It's an anointing to prosper. Tell the person, I don't know what you are going through, but God will change your story. Clap your hands, resume your seats. Hallelujah. Amen. Especially welcome you once again for today's service. Is our lifeline service. Amen. And if today happens to be the very first time you are fellowshipping with us, this is Peacekeepers Assembly. I want you to relax because you are at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. If you are clapping, you clap. Amen. And we are still in our month of building capacity. Of course, building spiritual capacity. And it is our hope during the preaching of God's word that we will not have religious people anymore, but we will have spiritual people. If you are sad, I can shout out. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse number 6, I bring you God's word title, The Necessity of Building Capacity. The necessity of building, of course, spiritual capacity. Romans chapter 8, verse number 6, the Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I take it again. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Glory be to God. The necessity of building capacity. Now, having the needed spiritual capacity, ladies and gentlemen, simply talks about how much of God you can cultivate or develop in your spirit. Having spiritual capacity talks about how much of God you can cultivate, you can develop in your spirit. It is true that God lives in all of us. In fact, in the day we became born again, God came to live in us. But how much of God are we able to manifest as children of God? How much of God's nature are we able to manifest? How much of God's nature of love, how much of his peace, how much of his faithfulness, how much of his integrity are we able to manifest? How much of God's presence are we able to manifest? How much of God's ability, his power, his strength, his might, are we able to manifest as children of God? How much of God are we able to manifest in this world that don't love God? But hear me this morning. The measure of God you are able to manifest is the measure of your spiritual capacity. I take it again. The measure of God you are able to manifest is the measure of your spiritual capacity. So that when you build your spirit, it is automatic that certain manifestations will begin to follow your life. And so when your spirit is built, it is not strange to have manifestation of possibilities, manifestation of the grace of God, manifestation of divine health. No wonder the Bible says, for the endless expectation of the creator waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. I don't know where you are in life, in this season, your spirit will be built up and you too, you will manifest possibilities. I say you will manifest possibilities. Can I prophesy over your life? In this season, you are coming to your place of possibilities. You are coming to your place of manifestation. I prophesy into your star that your star will not go dim. Your star will shine ever brighter. But shout another amen like you believe it. Hear me carefully. It is very important because your spiritual capacity directly influences how well certain aspects of your life can be developed. When you build on your spirit, it can affect areas like your mental capacity, your marital capacity, your intellectual capacity, your financial capacity. Is somebody hearing me? Without building your spirit, other areas of your life will be affected. That is why this month is very crucial. Somewhere this week, I was helping a particular lady through counseling session who had divorced out of a marriage which is less than 5 months old. And she was recounting to me her many regrets for entering into that marriage. And she said, Pastor, my ex-husband has built a large story building, but at night he does not sleep. He said, anytime we are sleeping, he wakes up and he's pacing in the room. He walks up and down, up and down. And anytime my ex-husband is talking to me, he's always sounding paranoid. He's like, he feels that his enemies are about to catch him. He feels that his friends are planning for his downfall. Say, Pastor, my husband does not sleep, even though he's in an ultra-modern house. He said, Pastor, you don't believe it. He has many oils at home. Anytime he's walking up and down, you take oil, blue color, red color, yellow color, anointing himself. Say, he has a lot of leaves. Leaves that he put into his bathing water to bath. He said he has lots of spiritual people he visits. He visits one there, one here, and he has friends who are always recommending spiritualists. So this one is not powerful like this one. So go there. And I said, listen, your ex-husband's soul is restless. What he's looking for is a hiding place. His soul is looking for a refuge. He has taken time to build his financial capacity, but he has neglected his spiritual capacity. What he's looking for is peace, and money cannot buy peace. I said, money cannot buy peace. He has everything he wants, but he has lost peace, and he's looking for peace. And he's not even serving God because he's relying on the recommendation of men. The Bible said, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He's relying on flesh. Every friend is saying that there's a spiritual person here. There's a spiritual person. He's looking for peace. I said, because he has neglected his spiritual capacity, things are falling apart in his life. That is why this marriage fell apart. Everything will be coming down. Are you hearing me? Because your life is as strong as your spiritual capacity. Your life is as strong as your spirit. Your life is as strong as your spirit. Money is good, but money does not buy certain things. It cannot buy, for instance, peace, because peace is given by God. The Bible said God gives imperfect peace those whose eyes are on him. He said, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your mind and your heart. I just feel like praying for somebody that in this season you will not lose your peace. May you not lose your peace. I say in this season, may your life not fall apart. May your life not fall apart. May anything God gives to you, may you be protected by God. Clap your hands and shout amen like thunder. Come on, shout amen like thunder. Hallelujah. Are you still there? The Bible spoke about a wealthy man, an African who is very wealthy. The Bible said this African has a lot of authority in Ethiopia. He worked under the queen, and in fact, he was in charge of the money of the queen. He was in charge of all her treasury, Queen Candace. This man was called the Ethiopian eunuch. A eunuch, ladies and gentlemen, is a man who is castrated. In fact, there are some men who are born as eunuchs. A eunuch is a man who does not have feelings towards a woman. So he may be handsome, tall like Michael Jordan, has money like myself. But once he's a eunuch, he will never bow down on one knee and show you the ring. He can never propose to you because he doesn't have the unction to function. Give the Lord praise. So some men are born like that. But some men too can be castrated to become eunuchs. When men are made eunuchs in those days, it's because they want them to serve in the palace. And why do they castrate them? So that they can be trusted. A man who always has feelings towards women and has the problem of pleasing women cannot be trusted. A man who is a womanizer, jumping from women to women, cannot be trusted. That is why he must be castrated. So for the queen to know that you will be loyal and be trustworthy, you must be castrated before they give you the money to be in charge of. So this guy is loaded. He has cash. But one thing about him is that he's not only mindful of his financial capacity, he's also mindful of his spiritual capacity. He takes time, though he's a busy man, he takes time to serve God. He takes time to worship God. He set time apart to seek the face of God. Acts chapter 8 from verse 26. Can we go a little bit deeper? Acts chapter 8 from verse 26. The Bible says, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. 27. So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship. He lived where? In Ethiopia, but he goes for church service where? In Jerusalem. When you look at the distance between Ethiopia and Jerusalem, it's 2,576 kilometers. Let me break it down. When you are using a chariot to travel and a chariot is running like 50 kilometers per hour, you need 84 hours to get to Jerusalem from Ethiopia, which means 3.5 days, about 3.5 days. He was on the road going to pray, going to worship. Are you still there? So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to do what? To do business, to worship. 3.5 days on the road. Maybe where you are coming from to come to church is very far. But I've never seen anybody who is so committed to church coming from afar like this man. Why? Because he has a certain understanding that for you to rise to the place of power and remain in the place of power is dependent on your spiritual capacity, not your intelligence. Give the Lord praise. He knows that he's powerful. He knows that he's a man of authority. But no matter the amount of money he has, without adequate spiritual capacity, one attack from hell can wipe out his money. He knows that a common sickness like flu or malaria, without the help of God, can kill him. The position he is at, he knows that his enemies want him out. God, there are some people who have others that they want to recommend. So without spiritual backing, he will be in trouble. So it does not matter the cost. It does not matter the distance. He will pay the price to worship his God in order to build up on his capacity. I pray for you today that as long as you are coming to the house of God, may your spirit be built up. I say, may your spirit be built up. I say, may your spirit be built up. Your amen is sick. Let's continue. 28 says what? And he was returning from the place of worship and sitting in his chariot. He was reading what? Isaiah the prophet. He was in his Range Rover. A driver was driving him. He was not reading the newspaper. So, pastor, I have to be updated. A powerful man like this is reading the Bible. The man wants to build his spiritual capacity. When you see people lifted to a certain level of authority, before you envy them, check what they do behind the scenes. Because when you are in your car, if you're not on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on Gossip GH. Say, pastor, you've not heard. What haven't I heard? Efia Schwarzenegger has done something again. The things you read will not add anything to you. It will not help you in any way. A powerful man. I believe he has, he's a chartered accountant. Many MBAs, executive MBAs. But he was reading what? Isaiah the prophet. He was reading the book of Isaiah 29. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. Verse 30. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? The man of God asked him. And he said, how can I, unless someone guides me? Though he does not understand, thou, hitherto, whither thou comest. He was still reading anyway. Many of you get angry when you are reading and you see, whither thou comest. They are sent in Ukraine. Wherefore, that's what you don't even like. But whether he understands or not, he knows that this is what one of the tools it takes for his spirit man to be built up. Many of you are bought Bibles. Only God knows how many times you've opened the Bible. Your Bible is so new, it's so fresh. Put into your spirit. You eat every day. A man in charge of all the monies in Ethiopia. When he was coming back from church, he was not gossiping. He was reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. Though he does not understand. He said, how can I, unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. 32. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shepherd is silent, so he opened not his mouth. So they were reading the Bible. Some of you don't know that thing is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. What we just read. It's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Is there. The place in the scripture, which I was going to go ahead. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who is talking about Jesus in Isaiah 53. And who would declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. 34. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? What he does not understand, he was asking questions about. Many of you, when the Bible is being read, man, hurry up and prophesy. That is why no matter the prophetic word you have received, it cannot manifest because your spirit capacity is too low. Because a two-year-old child cannot carry a pan full of water. It's about capacity. Short capacity. Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Verse 36. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? So this man is always looking for ways to build his spirit man. Give the Lord a clap of him. Hallelujah. So this Ethiopian eunuch knows that without a strong spirit, he's at the mercy of his enemies. Hear me? Nothing can last outside of adequate spirituality. Nothing can last in your life outside adequate spirituality. You cannot have things to last in your life. One story that breaks my heart is when someone will say, oh, this family, we used to have money. This family, we used to travel. We used to be great. We used to attend GIS. But now we attend Kwabena LA. We used to. Why? The Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death. For things to die early in your life is when you switch from the spiritual and start thinking natural, thinking logical. Life is not controlled by logic. I'll prove it to you soon. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Please understand, no matter who you are, no matter where you are coming from, everything in the natural is rooted into the supernatural. Things are what they are and will be based on the dynamics of the supernatural. Can I push it deeper? Once you build your capacity in the spirit, you will have a voice in the natural. Your voice is the impact of your command. Not everybody commands and people listen to them. But when you have capacity in your spirit, when you speak, peace must begin to happen. I prophesy that God will give you words in the spirit. I say, may God give you words in the spirit. The Bible said, Luke chapter 1, verse 80, talking about John the Baptist, that so the child grew and became strong where? In spirit. And the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. So John the Baptist went to the desert to build on his spirit, to seek the face of God, to do what it takes for you to have a strong spirit, because he can only manifest his ministry when he has cultivated enough of God in the inside of him. Now hear me carefully. Because he worked on his spirit, God gave him a voice. He was in the desert. But when he was preaching that I am the voice that cries out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Let every valley be exalted. Let every crooked path be made straight. He was preaching alone in the wilderness. But because he has built his spirit, people from the city started moving towards the desert. Hear me. If you don't have the ears of God, you will never hear the ears of men. If you don't have audience with God, you cannot have audience with a man. Hello? Hello? Though he was in that wilderness, people from the city were looking for him. That is why you cannot tell me that nobody is patronizing your business. When nobody is patronizing your business, it is time to build your spirit. It's time to do what? To build your spirit. When nobody is helping you, people hear about a friend, they're not helping you. That is the time to build your spirit. Oh. Hallelujah. Can we continue? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. I want to show you something. I want to show you that the spiritual controls the natural. I'm going to show you something right now. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. In other words, the things that we are seeing came from the place of invisibility. It means that the invisible dominates the visible. Can I ask you a question? How many of you have seen sound before? Sound. As I speak, you can't see it, but you can hear it. The sound is giving meaning to my words. How many of you have seen electricity before? How many of you have seen electricity walking to the market to buy soap? Though we cannot see it, it is controlling, dominating everything we are doing here. Once the light goes out, I may not be able to preach effectively. The ACs will not be able to work. We will not be able to project. The invisible is controlling the visible. As you see it, the reason you are alive If it's because you are breathing something you don't see, it's called oxygen. You can't see it, but it is the reason you are alive. The invisible, oh my God, controls the visible. Even scientists, for them to be able to make meaning out of science, they have to rely on invisible things to make meaning of visible things. So when we tell you the spiritual controls the natural, believe us. Give the Lord praise. Can we continue? Can we continue? I see that your life is about to change in this season. I say, I see your life about to change. A man who has increased the capacity of his spirit is superior in influence than the man who has abundance of money lacking spiritual weight. Listen, money is good, but don't be a lover of money. 1 Timothy 6:10. The Bible says some people eager for money have wandered away from the faith in their greed and have pierced themselves with many sorrows. You can be shocked to be talking to a young person and the kind of things the person has found himself or herself in. And the only reason is because of money. Because of money, you swallowed cocaine before. What if it gets best? You will not be here and be fellowshipping with us. And the end result is what? Money. Because of money, hook up. Let me preach my sermon. Money is good, but don't put your confidence in money. Many people have put confidence in money and they run their life chasing money. But what they don't know is that money can fail. Money failed in Zimbabwe. People put money in wheelbarrow just to buy bread. It failed. Money failed in the life of a man who I prayed for some years ago in Bank of Ghana. I can't mention his name. The man had kidney failure. They flew him out of the country. They spent all money they're supposed to spend. They brought him back. And when it is no longer working, then they bring them to pastors. And the pastor said, we don't like good things. The man said, oh, pastor, if there is anything money can buy, I can afford it. We pray. The more we pray, the more he died. The reason he was part of a fraternity that he's unwilling to leave. He's unwilling to renounce them. So the more we prayed, the more he died. He had money. He died, but he was buried. Money failed in his life. Money failed in Egypt. Let's go. Genesis chapter. Can we continue? Genesis chapter 47 from verse 15 to 19. Money can fail. Hello? Are you there? Genesis 47 from verse 15. The Bible says, so when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money has. Go ahead. Then Joseph said, give your livestock. And I will give you bread. Things have become so expensive that no matter the amount of money you gather, you can't buy enough food stuff. So he said, now begin to give me your livestock. When you give me your livestock, when you give me a cow, I'll give you half loaf of bread. I'll give you bread for your livestock if the money is gone. So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses. Also, horse. The flocks, the cattle of the herds, and for the donkey. Thus, he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. Now, the livestock is gone. Verse 18. They finished eating the bread. When that year had ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, we will not hide from my Lord that our money is gone. My Lord also has our heads of livestock. There is nothing left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. So now we are selling ourselves.
we are selling ourselves. Meanwhile, the one who is controlling all these things was a slave. But what put him at the top? The weight of his spirit. Because by what was in his spirit, he was able to predict what will happen 14 years time to come. He said the first 7 years, there will be abundance of food. After that 7 years, there will be famine. He didn't attend a school of economics. Let me not talk about economists. He was able to predict how life will go. Then the king in Pharaoh said, if you can predict it, be in charge of it. So he and his household, regardless of the painful things that are happening, he was not touched because his capacity is so much. Not everybody that said there's a casting down, that people are going down. In some season, people are saying there's a casting down. Others are saying there is a lifting up. I prophesy over your life. In this season, may you be lifted. I say, may you be lifted. I say, may you be lifted. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. It's all about the capacity of your spirit. So when Joseph was in prison, 2 years in prison, the guy was working on his spirit. That is why nothing about the future will elude him. Many of us, we cannot even predict what will happen this evening. Every day we are afraid. Hey, Pastor, I feel like I'll die. Pastor, when I'm walking, something is following me. You know what the Bible says? Goodness and mercy shall follow you. What is following you? Motia Aziza. Why? Your spirit is low. Because in the spirit, how do you call it? Dwarfs must not follow you. How can they even get closer to you? The reason they get closer to you is that your spirit is small. Your spirit is small. That is why somebody can tell you at the marketplace. Your friend will see and say, we will see. Take you to a malam. The malam will look at your picture and laugh. Which is though, they have a notice board. Your picture is on a notice board. Your picture is there. Anytime they feel like they come and pierce you with pin. Check. Then you start dancing your zone two in the physical. Hey, Pastor, something is tricky. Something is walking through my body. But in the day your spirit is built up, even when your name is mentioned, Jesus will appear. I prophesy over your life. After today, you are untouchable. I say you are untouchable. I say you are untouchable. Shout amen like thunder. There is a story of Pastor Kumuyi of Deeper Life. I was sharing with my pastors and they were laughing. Pastor Kumuyi of Deeper Life. Some witches decided to have a meeting. And in that meeting, they said that everybody should bring somebody they can sacrifice. But don't go and bring people without stars, mere men. See, there are some people, they are walking through life. They don't have star before the stars. They don't have anything on their life. So don't bring those useless people to this camp. Bring people of substance, people who are going somewhere. That is why in certain families, great people are killed. And the lotto forecasters, the bushmen, they live very long. People who have future, people who become breadwinners, I pray for you that you will not die before your time. I say you will not die before your time. Bushmen. Every funeral you go to in the village, the person is drunk. He knows the story, the history of everybody in the village. They are refusing to die. They don't die. But prominent people. So the witches said, bring prominent people for us to sacrifice. And one lady who does not like herself went to mention the name of Kumuyi, W.X. wife Kumuyi. He has a very long. When she mentioned the name, according to her confession, he said, stones with fire following them. Stones were coming, dropping from whatever place, with fire following, fell in their meeting. Said the next time they had a meeting was 1 year after. It's not everybody's spirit you can touch. I pray for you, whoever watches people's destiny in a mirror, look into a pot. To sabotage destinies. The next time they mention your name, let the thunder of God strike them.
I said, may thunder strike them. I said, may thunder strike them. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands and shout them like thunder.
Joseph ruled over Egypt because his spirit was strong enough to decode the mysteries of the future. When life stops, spirituality continues. When life stops, spirituality does what? You must build your spiritual capacity. I don't know which area of life you find yourself, but in every area, you need to build your spirit. Even in academic life, you must build your spirit. God, the Bible said, Daniel chapter 1, verse 19, that when the king communed with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, he found them 10 times better than all the astrologers. Give it to us. He said, then the king interviewed them. And among them all, none was found like Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king. Go ahead, verse 20. Verse 20 said, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians. Oh, when you put all of them, that they are coconut heads together. When you put it together, magician, astrologers, who were all in his realm. Haven't you attended school with people that don't study like the way you study, but they pass the exams? Do you know the prayers they have prayed on them before they gave them to them? You don't only study, you drink coffee. Not the coffee that we sell in shops. The one that shines, the coffee is shining. You drink that one, you put your two legs in water. By the moment your legs enter the water, then you feel asleep. God, the spirits that are chasing you, I see God delivering you today. I say, I see God delivering you today. Whether in politics, you need to build your capacity. Whether in music, as a pastor, your spirit must not have low capacity. Amen. The Bible said Daniel prayed 3 times in a day. Hallelujah. You see, in countries where spirituality is becoming bankrupt, where people don't want to serve God or seek the face of God, the divorce rate keeps increasing. A study shows that 6 out of 10 marriages in the United States don't last beyond 1 year. When you enter, you come out. Another study shows that as you are taking your vow, 2-minute vow, I hold you, I love you with all my heart, I use my body. As you are taking that 2 minutes vow, 3 marriages are getting dissolved. In a generation where spirituality becomes bankrupt, nothing lasts. Nothing what? Because the one who brought the concept of marriage is a spirit, God. God is the one who said that a man and a woman will come together as husband and wife. And if you want to marry, why don't you consult the mind of that spirit? You go to Google to go and read. Meanwhile, it's not Google that brought the concept of marriage. It is God. Is somebody hearing me? So you must consult the mind of that spirit to know how marriage works. Give Jesus a clap of it. Hallelujah. So your life starts the day you jump into spirituality. Now, there are 2 ways to know a man. You can know a man. When I say a man, of course, a woman. There are 2 ways to know an individual. After the flesh and after the spirit. Amen. How to know an individual after the flesh is when you're in P3, they ask you to write myself. My name is David. I am 17 years old. My father's name is Jesse. My mother's name is, I should not mention it because my father didn't marry her. I don't have an address because wherever place the sheep goes, I have to follow. That is my story after the flesh. But David, after the spirit, he said, though my parents have rejected me, the Lord has chosen me with his anointed oil. David, after the spirit, is a psalmist. He said, I write songs and I compose songs. After the spirit, he's a giant healer. Oh, after the spirit, he's a ruler of God's people. What I'm saying is that there is something in you that is bigger than how people know you. My God, this morning we are about to unlock your spirits. We are about to unlock your spirits.
We are about to unlock your spirit in the name of Jesus.
How was the spirit of David unlocked? God spoke to Samuel and said, put oil in the horn. Pour the oil on his life. And the Bible said, from that day forth, the spirit of the Lord came upon him. And from that day, he didn't go back to the wilderness. He went to the battlefield. He killed Goliath. He entered the palace until he became king. Before this service will be over, we'll have an anointing service. Something about your spirit will be unlocked. Anything that has bound you, my God, anything that has bound you will set you loose. I say it will set you loose. I say it will set you loose. It is good you are laughing about me because of a weakness I had. It is okay. It is good that when I have problems, you were laughing at me. But what you don't know is that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man what God has planned for those who love him. He said, rejoice not against me, all my enemies. For when I fall, I shall rise again. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies, the wicked one, came up against me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Great I see that is in me. I hear that is in the world. I don't know what people are saying about you, but something is about to come out from the inside of you that is bigger, that is better, that is greater. Clap your hands now. Give Jesus a shout. My God, I feel that a new version is about to pop up. No. I said, I feel that a new version is about to pop up. I don't care who has written you off. They look down on you, but after today, they'll look up to you. They will look up to you. Clap just a shout. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Are you still there? I prophesy the unlocking of your spirit, man. I prophesy that manifestations will follow after today. In the name of Jesus. How to build spiritual capacity. And then we close. Amen. Number one, through reading the scriptures. Through reading of the scriptures, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Through reading of what? Jeremiah chapter 15, verse number 16. It says, your words were found. Can I read you? Ready? Go. Can we read again? Ready, go. Hallelujah. When you want to increase your spiritual capacity, you must learn to eat God's word. Like the Ethiopian eunuch who was eating God's word. So when you eat God's word, joy will come in your heart. The Bible said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So a time comes in the reading of God's word that as you read, there is this joy in your heart. I don't know about you. Have you listened to a gospel song and something, there's this joy swelling in your heart? Is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. It will strengthen your inner man. That's where strength comes from. Reading the Bible. There is no shortcut. There is a place for akwanchere, prophetic direction. There's a place for it. I believe in it. But it's not the absolute. The main thing is the word of God. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Wisdom comes from God. And where does it come from? Through the reading of God's word. Amen. Yesterday, When I got home, the television set was on, and there was a lady singing on UTV. And one of the, I'll not tell you who passed this comment. But he said, this song this lady is singing, would this song ever hit? Because it looks like when she sings, the song scatters around her, it doesn't go far. It's not because she does not have excellent voice, but her spirit is too small to push the song far. When you put an arrow in a bow, what do? You draw it back. Hello? And depending on your strength, what a child can draw back is different from what an adult can draw back. So the further you draw it back, when you release it, it will determine how far it will go. When your spirit is small, you can only handle small things. But when your spirit is great, you will handle great things. I pray that you graduate this morning. May your spirit become great. In the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from childhood, you have known what? The Holy Scripture. He said you have known the Akwantre. You have known the prophetic direction. Is that what he says? So from childhood, you know the anointed man of God. From childhood, you know the number of bottles of oil we have used. From childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. It's enough for me. Make you what? Wise. What is wisdom? Your ability to know what to do at what time. That should I start the Gary business, or should I travel, or should I go back to school? Your ability to make that choice is called wisdom. Nobody teaches it in school. It comes from God. It's God-given. And the way to get it is reading God's word. The time you sit down to contemplate about life, it will add nothing to you. When you take the Holy Scriptures, your eyes will be open. Wisdom will be impacted. You will know what to do. Give the Lord a clap of it. So, reading the Scriptures. Number two, way of building capacity is seeking God. 2 Chronicles 26, 3 to 5. Thank you, Jesus. Seeking God. Seeking God. Seeking God. 2 Chronicles 26, 3. What did he say? Uzziah, he was talking about, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was what? Jecoliah of Jerusalem, verse 4. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Verse 5. He did what? He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him. Seek me and you find me. When you seek me with all your heart, as long as you keep seeking God, he'll keep prospering you. Now, some people are like, man of God, I've sought for God all these years. And God, it's a lie. It's not God you are seeking after. It's not God. Check your motive. Check your what? Check why you are seeking God. Because as long as you seek God, David said, I was young, but now I am old. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. Give the Lord a clap of him. If it is God you are seeking, he will prosper you. He will. God made him. Psalm 1 from verse 1. What did he say? Blessed is the one who does not. Hey! No. No. But in the law of God, he. From verse 1. Let's help them. Let's pretend that we all know it. Let's pretend. Ready, go. Blessed is the man who was not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Number three says what? Verse three says what? He shall be like
by the rivers of water. That brings forth whose leaf, and whatever he does, give the Lord a clap of faith. Whatever selling taco, you prosper. Whatever he does. So it is not about what you are doing. It's about who is doing the thing. Are you getting me? Who is doing it determines the outcome. Not what you are doing. Everybody will sell pure water. You are the one who sell it. You run into debt. It's because your spirit is not developed. There is no God in your spirit. When God is in your spirit, you manifest profit. Pastor, you have no idea. I've served God since 1954. I've not seen any sign. Isaiah 45 verse 19. Isaiah 45 verse 19. What did he say? Isaiah 45 verse 19. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. Nobody says God and ends up in vanity. Even Satan knows. That's why when Satan met God, he said, does Job serve you for nothing? He knows that when he's serving you, you keep prospering him. Were you not the one who put a hedge around him, his household, and his business? Job does not serve you for anything. Hello? The Ethiopian eunuch knows that he is not serving God for nothing. He's serving God to keep him in that position. You have no excuse. There are too many examples to give. Yours alone cannot negate it. Seek God genuinely. Seek God. I want to know you more. I want you to reveal yourself through me. I'm tired of hustling, man. God, show me the way out. Let your hand rest upon my life. Take vanity out of my life. Take vain labor. Say, except the Lord builds a house, the labor in vain that builds it. Unless the Lord watches over a city, the watchman wicked, but in vain. Unless God is in it, it will not work, brother. It will not work. It will not work. Forget blood money. For the person giving you blood money, he has not done some. The person who said, go and bring the blood of your relative, will give you money. He himself has not done it. God, he knows that it will end nowhere. So there's a man somewhere. He will not give you anything. He will only give you black stone. Put it in your pocket everywhere you go. You have reduced yourself to a black stone. Shout, I repent. Shout, I repent. Take us back to 2 Chronicles 26. Give us verse 14. Let me show you how God prospered him. Hello? Verse 14. Then Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows and slings to cast stones. Verse 15. And he made devices in Jerusalem invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stone. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. From verse 16, you realize as you continue, because he started prospering, he started turning his back to God. And as you start turning your back to God, your capacity in the spirit will be on the same level. So the last time you saw a victory, that will be the very last time. Your victory cannot be updated. But when he was strong in heart, when he was strong, his heart was what? Oh, preaching. His heart was what? To his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. When people become great by the help of God and they become what's not, and they want to rebel, the place that I don't know why they go is that they go to attack churches. Listen, if you want to be a foolish, excuse me, you want to be a foolish individual, don't touch a holy thing. Uzzah, the reason he died was because he saw the Ark of Covenant about to fall. When you read the scripture, the animal stumbled
Hello? So he was supposed to go and hold the animal, not the covenant ark. The church may have problems, but God does not have a problem. The men who carry the holiness of God can stumble, but it's not God who has stumbled. So he didn't go and catch the animal. He went to touch the covenant ark. And that was his end. No matter how God has lifted you, I'm not scaring you. You can try it. When a man will fall, he starts touching sacred things, holy things. You can do Belteshazzar, the son of Nebu. King Nebu, he was doing party. He had side chicks around. He had his wives around. God didn't strike. After all, he's a young guy, enjoy. He was chilling now. The foolishness entered into his heart. He said, go and bring me the calves from the temple. They brought the calves. When he lifted the cup to his mouth to drink, a hand appeared on the wall. Started writing, mene, mene, tekel, ufasin. He said, yeah, me wo. The Bible said, the stupor, the alcohol left him. Because there was no man standing, only hand writing on the wall. Why? He has touched a holy thing. A cup that oil has been put on. Said, this one will be used in the temple. Not human being, no. Ah! And the Lord's hand was revealed. He said, what is the meaning of remaining? That is, a remaining means that your days have been counted and it is finished. Tekel. Tekel means that you have been weighed on the balances in the heavens and you are found wanting. Even cotton is heavier than you. Your spirit is light. If your spirit was not light, you would not go and touch a holy thing. Ufasin, your kingdom has been divided between the Medes and the Persians. This night, they are coming for you. The same night, he lost his throne. So, maybe you know some friends who talk against men of God. Sister, brother, if you are going far, move away. Blessed is the man who does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Carry yourself and go. You join them, you are no longer innocent. You didn't say Samuel. As the other say, you are in the seat of the scornful. Give Jesus praise. Can we continue? That's not a topic for today, but I don't know why we were in there. Praise the Lord. So seeking God, Hebrews 11:6, anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and is a rewarder of them that diligently what? Seek him. Amen. The third way to build your capacity is to walk in the spirit. Amen. Walking in the spirit means that you are walking by the word of God. Listen, a man cannot be different from the company he keeps. You cannot walk with the word of God and not be a God. The Bible says, ye are gods because the scriptures have come to you. John chapter 10, verse 35. You cannot walk with God and not reason like God and not behave like God. When you walk, is that do not be deceived. But is that evil communication corrupts good manners? You look like the company you keep. When your friends are millionaires, it's just a matter of time. That 5 cities in your account will change. Because once you are working with millionaires, you start with a surplus. I look at a man who is in the media, Abeku Santana. That guy is behaving like a foolish man. He's following Kwame Despite and all that. But brother, now his level has changed. Because he's working with the blessed. Some of you, all your friends are gossips. When they gossip, then they do like this and hit them. They are village gossip. John 10:35. Is that the gossip is in level PhD? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, when you walk with God's word, you become like God. Walking with God means that you are walking in the spirit. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. So it's not enough to be in God, but we move in God and we become in God. I don't know what God has said concerning your life. It will come to pass. I say it will come to pass. And the scripture cannot be broken. Give Jesus praise. All right, last but one way of building your capacity is to be dead to the flesh. Amen. The Bible admonishes us to mortify the works of the flesh. A dead man does not seek revenge. Hello? A dead man does not do what? A dead man does not scheme. Many of you are very alive. If you are too alive, you can't serve God. Because the person that you are sitting by can even offend you. But God can use you and your spirit can be built when you are dead to the flesh. Many of you, when people say things about you, you write your reply. You are waiting for the day to touch you. You start for 1721. You said it under the mango tree that my head is twisted. Sister, I want to tell you that my head is not twisted. It's your head that is twisted. And in February last year, you said I don't have money. Let me tell you, I have money. It's you that you don't have money. Is it not you that came to my neighbor to come and borrow money? You are too alive. Your spirit cannot be built out. If you are that kind of a person, hear me. Jesus reached the world more when he was dead than when he was alive. When he was alive, he was in the confines of Israel. But when he died, he reached the whole world. The Bible said, a corn of wheat abides alone. But when he falls to the ground and dies, it bears much fruit. Multiplication comes when we are dead to the flesh. Hear me? Bible spoke about Samson, that he killed more people when he was dead than alive. I'm not saying go and die. I'm talking about your flesh. How you are so sensitive about this flesh. If you don't like people to talk about you, don't respond to the call of God. Because this work, they will dress you. Eh? They will check you. They will dress you. But once you are dead, you don't even feel it. You don't know it. You know it, but you don't know it. Give the Lord praise. It looks like some people are leaving the service small, small. I'll wake you up. Judges chapter 16, verse 30. Judges 16, verse 30. Show you how to build your capacity. Then Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life. If only you'll be dead to the flesh, forgetting what people are saying. When you ask people, why are you not doing this? Pastor, I don't want anybody to come and talk about me. I don't want anybody to come and talk about you. Is it that thing that you have? Anybody to talk about you? That is why you are where you are. I don't want anybody to come and mention, I respect myself. Listen, walking with God, there's nothing like respect for yourself. If Jesus respected himself, you will not go and die naked on the cross. Are you there with me? There is no respect in following God because your friends will call you Tuno. When we gather, you don't come. And you say you are going to church. You don't come. They'll call you Tuno. Because you have become some way. Holy God, you're taking this thing to work out. Are you coming to die for our sins? If you are alive, you can't serve God. You can't pray. When you kneel down to pray in your room, Pope, black Pope, you are coming to pray. Because of that, you don't want them to see you praying. Because of what people will say, you are in prison. People have put you in prison. But when you are there, it doesn't matter who is lying on you, stepping on you, slapping you, you are dead. Now Jesus will say, because of this death, when someone slaps you on one side, what do? You are dead. Keep slapping me. You're slapping a dead body. Have you heard a dead body say, Ajay? They have slapped me before. That's how to be strong in the spirit. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. When you are fighting me, I know that demons are using you to fight me. I'll not fight you back. I'll go and fight you on my knees. I say, Father! Abi, you know that. It is your name I am bearing, and this person is worrying me. Just close the tap small. Don't do it just small. I get you. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. When someone is fighting against you, he said, God said, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. But anyone who gathers together against you, he said, go and fight them. He said, they will fall for your sake. Leave the battle to me. Give the Lord a clap of praise. But when you fight your own battles, God doesn't have any battle to fight for you anymore. Amen. You've not been lied on before. We've seen lie, black, white. We didn't have the chance to explain ourselves. We gave our matter to God. And God vindicated us. Made us better, bigger, great. You are not clapping your hands. Hallelujah. The last one, for the sake of time, the last one is brokenness. Shout brokenness. When you build spiritual capacity, God will break you. Everything that you put your trust in, he will break it. When you depend on man, that a man will help you. One day you call that one, you call that, the person will not pick. God is breaking you so that you can focus on him. When God does not break you, we will not know what is in the inside of you. Until the woman broke the alabaster box, we didn't know how sweet smelling the fragrance was. God had to break you to release the grace he has put in the inside of you. God had to touch Jacob in the hip. Broke him. He started limping. That moment he changed from Jacob to become what? Israel. When God breaks you, your name will change. Some of the things God has disappointed you, it's not that he wants to kill you. He wants your attention. Your full, you give him attention, but he wants your full attention. So in the very thing you trust, he will allow the thing to be going through. Then he will send one angel that is doing an intensive. The angel will come and spoil the thing. Say, why God? Why me? Why me? Why not you? Are you there with me? He will break you. If God will use you, he will break you. A time will come, when someone says, I'm going to take you to the United States of America. I say, praise be to God. Until it happens, you don't even rejoice. Because you have come to know man that a man can change. Give the Lord a clap of it. A man can change. Listen, when men tell you something and they fulfill it, it's because God has touched their heart, not because they love you. Hello? When a man helps you, a woman helps you, it's not because they don't have relatives to help. It's not because they don't have people they love more than you. But it's because God has touched their heart. That is why when you are thanking God from your heart, thank him for opening doors for you, for bringing people into your life. You are not clapping your hands. You are not celebrating God. Hallelujah. We want to pray one prayer and then we will enter the time of the anointing. Your prayer is that, Lord, help me to build my spirit. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Help me to build my spirit. Proverbs 25, 28. What did the Bible say? The Bible says, look at it. Proverbs 25. It said, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. If your spirit is not built up, a goat that is roaming about will come on your property, defecate, and go. Squatters will come and occupy your grounds. But when your spirit is built, it's like a wall has surrounded your city. Is somebody hearing me? When your city is built, is defended, I want to pray that God help me to build my spirit. Help me to build my spirit so that nothing will encroach on your land. Nothing will trespass on your land. Close your eyes and pray to God. Help me to walk with you. Help me. Help me, Lord. Shada da 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 da. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray to God. Lewa la la shada la babari antabayasa. Luda la bo si kerebo shata la bayendis. Please go ahead and pray that God help me. Let my spirit be built up. Let me not be small in the spirit. Shoda la badi antala basaya. Leri antala babo shetele baria kabaya. Help me build my spirit man. 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 Go ahead. 1 minute more. Pray to God. Help me build my spirit man. Help me build my spirit, man. May I not be a city without walls. Go ahead and pray. Shada da 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 da.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now